19 minutes after the hour here on the KPFA Morning Show. It's October 21st, Thursday, and we all know that the Giants are playing that big game. In Covey Cove, the struggle over Johannes Meserle supporters and Oscar Grant supporters came all the way out to Covey Cove, where people were holding up signs the last couple of games, and they're expected to do so today. It is a big deal with increasing attention on the sentencing of Johannes Meserle. And the longshoreman, in particular Jack Heyman, has written a call and worked with the longshoremen union, ILWU, Local 10. They are calling for and planning for a massive port shutdown along the West Coast on Saturday, along with some 49 or 50 other organizations. Jack Heyman and Clarence Thomas, also on the executive board of the ILWU, join us in studio now. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
Why the protest for in support of Oscar Grant? Why take it to the statewide level to shut down ports?
Well, first of all, one correction. It's not all the ports on the West Coast that are shutting down. It's all ports in the Bay Area. So that's Port of Richmond, Benicia, Redwood City, Oakland, and San Francisco. And as many of the listeners out there know, that our union actually got started when people were outraged during the 1934 maritime strike, when police shot two of the strikers in the back. It provoked a general strike both in San Francisco and Oakland. And that's exactly what happened to Oscar Grant. He got shot, an innocent man getting shot in the back by BART police. And so when Oscar Grant's family, Uncle Bobby and Jack Bryson, came to address our membership in July, It resonated very deeply with our membership, and we voted then to support a labor rally for justice for Oscar Grant. Because in our viewing our history, you see that there really isn't justice in the courts for working people, particularly people of color. And we feel the way to bring justice for the Oscar Grant family at this point is to have a massive turnout. Not a few boats out there in McCovey Cove, but masses of people at Oakland City Hall demanding that the killer cop go to jail.
Clarence Thomas, this is not the first time, as Jack mentioned, that the longshoremen have taken this kind of stand. In fact, a few years back, there was a very massive protest against the war, and the police responded. People got hurt. First of all, what do you hope to see on Saturday? What's the plan on Saturday in specific, and how do you hope that that's going to influence the decision on sentencing?
Well, I think the first thing to point out is that this will be the first time in recent memory that the trade union movement has taken a position, an official position, opposing police brutality and repression, in particular on communities of color and immigrants. For a number of years, the trade union movement has been silent on this, and this is a fundamental problem with how the trade union movement is different today than it was when, during the 19th century, the Haymarket struggle in Chicago led to the eight-hour workday, where the trade union movement was a social activist movement. We are carrying on that tradition. Workers have a right to resist, and which is what we're doing on Saturday by refusing to go to work. Listen, if working people don't exercise some kind of power and moral authority with respect to their wishes and desires, they're not going to be addressed. In 2 weeks, you have midterm elections. What Democrats, Republicans, or Tea Party members are talking about these killings going on all across the country? You read the paper every day. There's an incident involving a person of color being killed by the police. The repression has intensified with the current economic chaos, the bailouts, the foreclosures, the offshoring of jobs. This is all connected. We're taking off on that day. And I just want to make a point. Yesterday, Michael Raines, who's the attorney for Mr. Meserle, said he respected the ILWU, but he couldn't understand what did we hope to have come of this. Well, the answer to that question is this. Any time that workers withhold their labor, in particular longshoremen who are responsible for the movement of international cargo, the fourth largest port on the West Coast, this is going to get the attention of the White House. It's going to get the attention of all of our employers, because what we're talking about is something that has to be addressed right now. And I want to make another point. There will be no politicians on that mic, on that stage on Saturday, because we're tired of being ignored, and the only way that there's ever any change in this country is when people from the bottom make change, not the top. And that's what this is all about.
And Jack, this isn't just this isn't simply the union. This is also a number of dozens of other organizations have joined on. What's the plan there?
Well, the plan is for the union to initiate the call, which Local 10 did. It was quickly picked up by the labor councils. Both Alameda and San Francisco labor councils have endorsed unanimously. And a number of major unions. The largest union in the Bay Area is SEIU 10-1. They've endorsed. They're mobilizing. So we believe there's going to be a massive turnout. And the reason for that is what Clarence was hitting on. In the present economic crisis, there's been a spate of racist killings of young blacks and people of color across the country. And we see this as a referendum on racism. People can go to the ballot box if they want. In my opinion, the candidates that are running for mayor in Oakland are all pro-police. They're calling for more police on the streets. They don't address the social questions of the day. Not one of them has spoken out on the question of Oscar Grant.
Are you hoping to get these politicians who are looking at the election to actually say something to about the case?
We have no illusions in the two-party system in this country. Amy, you were, or still are, I guess, in the Green Party. Because people are exasperated by both parties are basically two wings of the same party. Neither really represents the interests of workers. If you look at what's happening in France today with general strike, there are mass parties of the working class in France that support those strikes. In this country, both parties, for instance, running for governor, Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman, they're for taking gains that workers have won over the years, like state workers getting their pensions. They're for cutting their pensions. So where's the difference?
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you, Clarence, about the timing of this. Have people questioned timing? They said, look, the sentencing's the 5th, but we've got elections. Our focus is elsewhere. Are you hoping in some way that this does influence or starts people thinking about movements vis-a-vis the elections in a different way?
Absolutely, because people need to understand that democracy is more than just voting. That's a very small part of democracy. Democracy is when people mobilize in their own name, independent of the two political parties, to put forward an agenda that addresses their concerns. That's what this is about. This is a fight back movement. And I'm glad that you raised that question, Amy, because we would hope that KPFA will be there on Saturday to cover this. This is historic. Jack, why don't you make reference to the action that has been taken in the parliament with regards to this matter? There's international concern about this.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Clarence. On Monday, John McDonnell, left Labour MP, got a early day motion passed in parliament calling for solidarity with the rally here in Oakland and calling for justice for the Oscar Grant family. So it is being internationalized. People around the world are looking at what's happening here in the United States. We're getting...
In what way is it a bellwether? What's getting the attention of the international community?
I think that the world sees that this country has never resolved the question of slavery. Racism continues unabated in this country, and it's becoming exacerbated in the present economic crisis. And so we need to mobilize our masses of working people on Saturday, and it is going to resonate internationally. We'll be getting messages of solidarity from workers in Japan, in France, England, and so forth. We need to put the spotlight on what's happening here. And there's no better place in the Bay Area, because let's not forget, this is where many of the great social movements began, right here in the Bay Area. The Black Panther Party, the free speech movement, and way before that was the labor movement, the 1934 general strike. It laid the basis for great social changes to come. We think that this rally on Saturday can spark things off in this country that touches broader social questions of the day.
We're almost out of time. Clarence, give us the logistics. Where do people go and when?
Okay. The program will start at 12 noon at in front of City Hall, front of Gawa Plaza, I believe. And it's important to note that we intend to have a militant, unified, yet peaceful rally. And we underscore peaceful because this rally is being called for by labor in conjunction with the interfaith communities such as the Nation of Islam and the clergy, SEIU 10 to 1 and others. So this is going to be a family day. And people should not be afraid to come out and support this wonderful gathering.
All right, so that's the Oscar Justice for Oscar Grant rally, along with the ILWU and the dozens of organizations, at Saturday, October 23rd, 12 noon at Oakland City Hall, 14th and Broadway in downtown Oakland. I want to thank you both, Jack Heyman and Clarence Thomas, for joining us today.